You just heard Tales of Hemingway by Grammy Award-winning composer Michael Dougherty. You are listening to State of the Arts. I'm Marina Monsiváis. And joining me today is Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. And we're talking all things Chamber Music Festival.
Absolutely. And what's very exciting about the music that you just heard is Tales of Hemingway was written specifically for Zul Bailey as a solo cello concerto. And it was performed, of course, with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and it was recorded with the Nashville Symphony. He even performed it in Istanbul with our past conductor of the symphony, Guerrero Aykal. And so it's been with the Boston Philharmonic, the Detroit Symphony. And it's quite impressive that the CD as a whole, because there are a number of Dougherty's compositions included in the CD, but also it's nominated for Tales of Hemingway for the actual work that was composed by Dougherty, and Best Solo Instrumental Performance in the Classical section. That's Zul's performance. So the Grammys are actually February 12th, and Zul will be performing in Anchorage, Alaska that night, and he'll be doing a chamber music concert there. So I don't know if he'll be able to be on the red carpet, but it would be fun if a Grammy came back to El Paso.
That would be so fabulous.
So fingers are crossed. And so we hope that the excitement generated by this and everything that we're doing to bring the community together for the festival will be felt in the entire month of January.
Now, you were telling us about Michael Dougherty. You said, you know, he's a powerhouse.
He is a powerhouse. He has a number of Grammys on his mantelpiece. And he and Zul started talking about this work about 4 years ago, where he wanted to do this ode to Ernest Hemingway and take a couple of his literary works and use that inspiration to compose this music. So you hear The Old Man and the Sea, For Whom the Bells Toll, and there is The Sun Also Rises. So there are a lot of very dramatic aspects to this music, including a lot of Spanish riffs, if you will, that make the piece very exciting. You hear his work when Hemingway was, of course, working with the Lincoln Brigade during the Spanish Civil War and his years in Cuba. And so it's really exciting that he brings all of this together in one piece, and it became a cello concerto, and it's new music, which is really, really exciting.
And that we have Grammy nominated.
And Grammy nominated. The big guys heard about it. So it's very, very exciting.
How's Zul taking the nomination?
Well, he's very, very humbled by it. It was a lot of work. He worked very, very hard with Michael Dougherty to make it all come together. And I think when things happen like this, it's very humbling, because when your peers and your colleagues say, good job, it feels good. So when they say it's just an honor to be nominated, I think that's real.
I think you're right. I mean, just to be at that level is... I mean, there's not that many people in that category, you know, that said category
that's
alone.
So right.
To win it, I mean, that's just bonus.
That's the cherry on top of the sundae. But just to have this happen and for El Paso to get so excited is, I think, probably the biggest award that he can receive, and all of these communities. So it's exciting.
Well, let's talk more music. What else can we expect to hear?
Well, as we mentioned, Beethoven string trios, the complete Beethoven string trios, will be played at every single venue the first week. We're going to also do pop-ups at cool locations. We're going to be hanging around the city and doing some things. School is not in session yet, but we're going to even pay a visit to Hillside Coffee Shop.
Oh, how fun!
So that's a Friday coming up at 9 a.m. So while you're getting your Java in the morning to get back to work and get geared up, and of course that's the day of honoring the Three Kings. So if you're out and about, Hillside Coffee Shop is the place to be, and listen to some great music. So we're going to be doing a lot of that during the course of the festival, where we'll just pop up at interesting, exciting locations, from even Whole Foods. We'll be hitting there on January 17th, 5:30 at night. Go do some after-work shopping or have a lovely glass of your favorite adult beverage or some of the beautiful coffee that the baristas make, and support local businesses and support our community.
How beautiful. So you have the pop-ups. You've got the Twilight concerts.
Right.
And then, of course, the box lunches.
The box lunch on Thursdays at noon for free, every Thursday at the El Paso Museum of Art. And, of course, we'll be visiting schools. We love to work together with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and they have that wonderful tocando program that's after school in the barrio and Horizon City. And there are young students who would never otherwise have the opportunity to play instruments, and they get that opportunity thanks to the benevolence of the El Paso Symphony Orchestra. And we like to go there and share our talents. And Jason Vio, the Grammy Award-winning guitarist, will be going and visiting with schools at Hart Elementary School. And we'll be visiting a number of schools throughout the festival, from Hanks on down, El Paso Independent School District. They're all so very supportive. And we just love to be able to walk into a classroom and see the wide-eyed wonder on the kids, no matter whether they're in preschool or elementary, middle, college, high school. And of course, we have a wonderful relationship with the Department of Music here at UTEP. And we have all of the artists who come in make it possible to do master classes with some of the advanced students and do special concerts for them so that the students can have that as part of their curriculum so that it can ultimately be a recruiting tool. Not only do you come and study at the Department of Music at UTEP, but for instance, a Jerome Lowenthal, who runs with the Juilliard Piano Department. Even last year, Joel Krosnick, the cellist for the Juilliard String Quartet, working with students right here in El Paso. It's so exciting. And then, of course, our friends in Las Cruces, we embrace them too.
And that beautiful direct impact, especially at the collegiate level, because these performers, these artists have already decided, you know, I want to pursue a career in music, and to come face to face with artists that are doing it day in and day out. It's got to be that extra oomph, you know. Yes, there's this beautiful skill set and you learn, but more than anything is that they're doing it.
They're doing it and they're seeing it firsthand. And what's so beautiful about these artists is that they're so engaging with these students that they go in and they're shaking in their boots. And I'm like, it's all going to be good.
Yeah, be cool.
It's going to be cool.
They're people
be
too.
Be cool. Be cool. And they give them so much hope for their careers. They give them so much guidance. They give them constructive criticism and encouragement. Mm. And that's what is so rewarding about watching all of this. Yes, El Paso Pro Music is a nonprofit. And we pound the pavement to make everything happen. But the most rewarding aspect of this position, if you will, is seeing how many hundreds of young people are touched by the music, whether it's from the beginning of life to the twilight of their lives, and everyone in between, and especially in the classroom. So taking it from the concert hall into the classroom, into the master class hall, where we can really go one-on-one with people who are really inspired, makes a big difference.
So there's this accessibility part where you all are going to the schools, you're going to the museums, but even the price of the tickets, it's very affordable.
We make it very affordable, and we have very special packages for the festival and beyond. Adult tickets are $25, senior and military are $20, and the most exciting part, student tickets are $5. So it's incredibly affordable. Parents, teachers, anyone who wants to sponsor can call us at 915-833-9400 and bring a block of students and make that a reality. We even have some kids who come from the Esperanza Azteca Orchestra from Juarez who've crossed the bridge. They've even come walking to come to concerts. And so music knows no boundaries. Music knows no borders. We want to encourage and embrace everyone to really take part in what we're doing, and so that we make it available to everyone.
So we've been talking about the festival, but can you give us a peek into the rest of the season? What else is coming?
After the festival, I take a 4-minute break. I run to Starbucks, get a lovely cup of tea, and get back to work, because Nava Perlman, the daughter of Itzhak Perlman, is a brilliant pianist, a very dear friend of Zul's, and she will be performing in concert on February 18th and 19th in Las Cruces, and on the 19th at 2 p.m. at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And basically, it's kind of growing up Perlman. She's going to be doing a musical memoir to her musical background and upbringing, and her father coming to the United States. He was a young man. He had suffered from polio as a child, and how he crossed so many crises in becoming the violinist that he is through humor, through love of music and love of people, and how open and honest they are with everyone. And so her musical journey is going to be highlighted on piano and in video. So it's going to be really, really exciting. In March, Grammy Award-winning organist, the only man who's ever won a Grammy for organ performance, Paul Jacobs, is coming to El Paso. And then, of course, we end the season with one of the great cellists of our time, Stephen Isserlis, who will be coming to El Paso to perform one night only. So it's going to be very, very busy and very, very exciting. But in between there, we continue to go to schools and continue to love this community the way we do.
It's so incredible, everything that you all do. So let's give the rundown. If you are interested in the Chamber Music Festival, you can do the whole thing. You can pick a show, but January is your month.
January is the month. Keep it on eppm.org. We will try to have all of our information up there. We also have a Facebook page, EPPM El Paso Pro Musica. Like us there. You can even like me. I'm Felipa Solis.
I'm friendly.
I'm friendly enough. Wouldn't you say, Dennis? Yeah. Okay. I'm a keeper. That's good. Join us in social media. We'll keep it the word out there. Everything we do, everywhere we go, we'll let people know, and we invite you to join us.
So you are invited, cordially invited.
Yes, eppm.org, 915-833-9400.
The El Paso Chamber Music Festival kicks off on January 4th, and it goes pretty much through the end of January.
January 28th. And there's something for everyone just about every single solitary day.
All right, so there you have it. Your Pro Musica Chamber Music Festival kicking off on January 4th. You can get your tickets at eppm.org. Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis. Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful to be here, and we'll see you at the festival.